Do you know one of the effects of not promoting goodness and not forbidding evil is what we see all around us? The prevalence of injustices, the prevalence of immorality, immodesty, disobedient and wayward youth. We see this around us. We witness it, we observe it. One of the reasons would be that we have stopped largely as a general Muslim global population of inviting towards goodness. Am I one of those people that I turn a blind eye? If I see a wrong being done, something wrong being said, some sinful activity, not my business, it's their business. Those fires out there, one day may enter into our own homes. In the summary of hadith, the Prophet ﷺ draws our attention to the Bani Israel, that one of the first things to befall the Bani Israel is when a person came and he saw another person doing wrong, some sinful activity. He told him, "My brother, so and so, desist from this, abandon this evil act. It is not permissible." The next day, when he met with him, he saw him doing the evil acts again, but he kept silent. In fact, he joined that person in his drinking, in his eating, and he associated with that person, and he kept quiet. He stopped calling to goodness. He stopped forbidding evil. And the narration continues and says that in such situations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their hearts similar. Is my heart similar to the people who are doing wrong? That I overlook it? I don't think anything about it? We are commanded in Islam, if you see a wrong, change it with your hands, if you have the ability to do so. If not, with your tongue, speak out against it. And still, if you don't have that ability, then in your heart you must know that that is sinful, that is wrong, that is not allowed in Islam. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that is the lowest part of Iman. I can't do anything. I can't say anything. I just have to know in my heart, in my mind, that this is wrong. We have to start with ourselves first, to reform ourselves, then with our families, and then our societies at large. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.